The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. Before beginning our program, we would like to invite you to sign up for a free trial subscription to one of our publications at irei.com. Whether you are interested in real estate, infrastructure, or real assets in general, IREI has a publication to suit your needs. Select Publications on the main menu to choose a publication. Interested in more than one? Sign up for them all.
I'm Mike Consul.
And I'm Loretta Klodfelter.
Welcome to Inside the Edition. We'll start with an acronym that we all know, ESG, as in environment, social, and governance. Loretta, you have a story about green living, and specifically, this article applies ESG to the apartment industry. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so you know, I don't think it's a surprise for people to know that the apartment industry and ESG faces different challenges than other property types. It's, you know, if you want to talk about ESG with an apartment building and talking about sort of, especially on the sustainability front, it's just going to be a really different sort of set of concerns when you go to the apartment building. And a lot of that has to do with just sort of the difference between whose responsibility it is to handle different aspects of the property. To give you an example, I think the big one might be have to do with electric metering. So, you know, in an office building, there's just the one office electricity account, and the building owner is responsible for it and can kind of manage their own electric use, can, you know, work on their energy efficiency, can do a lot of, make a lot of impact and measure what those changes are. With an apartment building, you know, every apartment owner has generally and typically has their own their own metering. So they're working off their own meter. And you know, so as an apartment owner, like most of what you're doing around energy efficiency is, you know, giving people advice, you know, making sure that you have the right, you know, LED lights and that sort of thing. But, you know, as far as energy efficiency, you're really pushing the tenants to make those choices. And they may not be as motivated to make those changes as you might be just because of, you know, what, you know, a 1% reduction in energy costs is just not gonna, it's just not gonna be that big of a dollar number for an individual tenant. And in some cases, not only do you just have, you know, because it's individually metered, the landlord might not even know what the energy usage in the building is because of privacy factors and other stuff. So it's extremely hard to make any sort of intervention and then measure that.
So if I like to take long, hot showers, I mean, the landlord has nothing to say about that and can't really in any real way pressure me about that. It wouldn't be appropriate. So in everybody, you have people who are kind of indifferent.
It's possible. And so, yeah. And so, I mean, a big part of what you're doing as a landlord is education. You know, a lot of it is about letting people know what kind of choices they can make and what sort of impacts they can do in their own life. But it really is up to the individual tenants in a way that other property types, it's not quite as much up to the tenants to make these decisions.
Can they incentivize them? What are they doing to incentivize them?
Well, I'm not sure that you really can in some of these situations, right? You know, because again, you might not even know or have the ability to know how much energy they're using or to measure it after or before, depending on privacy restrictions. So, you know, one of the things, actually, this is really interesting. So while energy efficiency is an area where there's not a whole lot of view into you know, the tenant, the apartment is very much a black box. You don't know what's happening on the energy efficiency front. What I heard in talking to people was that actually waste is one of the areas where people are actually really interested in engaging and where people are themselves highly motivated around recycling and those sort of steps. And anything you can do to work with tenants to make that easier is something that's really positively felt.
Why are they highly motivated, though? Is this just people being socially responsible and they're seeing more and more of that?
I would, yeah. I mean, you know, people do value that sort of green approach to life. And in some ways, you know, your interaction with your own trash is so much more real than your interaction with your energy usage.
Right, right. So today, nowadays, young people are really pushing hard. I mean, they're at the forefront of this. I mean, you hear about people who hire young people, and during the interviewing process, they'll be asking, what is it that you're doing in terms of energy efficiency, in terms of ESG, and so on? Does this, I would imagine this also applies to apartment buildings, which are usually or oftentimes occupied by a lot of younger people.
To a certain extent, although when I spoke with people, a big part of the push is also coming from the investor side. Investors are very keen on seeing progress related to ESG, and they're very much encouraging property managers, landlords to make those sort of choices that promote in sustainability and sort of an environmentally friendly approach. So, you know, what I heard is that we're not at the point yet where tenants are necessarily willing to pay more for a green apartment versus a non-green apartment. But if you had two apartments at the same price, they might be more likely to choose the green apartment. So I think that's kind of how the gatekeeping was sort of described to me, was that it's not quite at the point where you can command higher rents, but you might be able to fill those units faster.
So why is it ESG these days versus simply being energy efficient or environmental or sustainable? I'm maybe going a little off track here, but how did ESG become the watchword or the watch acronym?
I think because, and I'm going to be a little speculative here. So you said you're going a little off. I'm going to be a little speculative here. The idea of being sort of socially responsible amongst, you know, along a variety of dimensions has become something that appeals to investors. And so, you know, making your choices around sort of an environmental approach, you know, the sort of sustainability, at the same time, you're also looking at how your property can make a positive social impact, or, you know, looking at sort of the governance issues and how you can make a positive change there. And the investors who are attracted to positive change along one dimension are also attracted to positive change of this nature along other dimensions. So I think that's how we would talk about it from an ESG perspective. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind is, you know, we started off with a talk about energy efficiency, which is a good example. We're talking about waste. But the other, you know, one of the other trends that we're seeing right now in apartment buildings, especially coming out of COVID, is this health and wellness trend, which can really be thought of more along the social dimension. This is not an environmentally friendly aspect necessarily when you're talking about, you know, healthy buildings and the sort of choices that are made to encourage people who live in those buildings to make healthy choices.
So, Loretta, what are the latest trends in sustainability?
Yeah, well, so I touched on health and wellness. That's a big one that has emerged in the past few years and only accelerated under COVID. You know, so that's questions about, you know, how can the property owner encourage health and wellness amongst the people living in that property. And while this is not just relevant for apartment buildings, but also other living properties, senior housing, student housing, you know, anything where you're putting people together, you're looking at ways to encourage their health and their wellness, especially amid COVID, that's super important. So that can involve things like on-site fitness, outdoor space. Outdoor space is very attractive right now. You know, thinking about what kind of food or restaurant you might have on site, looking for healthy options there. Things that encourage people to exercise, to be healthy, to eat well. You know, this is very much a new trend, you know, and there is some, you know, like it's maybe a little paternalistic to have your apartment building encouraging people to eat better, but there is this sort of trend toward people wanting to have a healthy lifestyle and apartment buildings facilitating that, facilitating social engagement amongst the tenants in a property, just all things that kind of support that kind of healthy lifestyle. That also leads into mobility as a trend. That means, you know, we touched on bikes. Bicycle storage is huge. You want, I'm seeing so many properties now are advertising that they have bike storage, that they have bike repair on site. That's really big. Anything around bicycle, other types of mobility, whether it's, you know, transit oriented, you know, being close to bus line, train line, or, you know, other kinds of alternative ways of getting around. And then also electric vehicle charging is really big. So, you know, that kind of EV charging, you're going to see that very much on sort of the next wave, because, you know, people love electric vehicles, but there is sort of this barrier to being able to have an electric car if you live in an apartment building. So making it very easy to charge your car at home while you live in an apartment building, super attractive. You know, and then that kind of leads to just technology in general, you know, technology and what kind of new tech that you're seeing in buildings, different things around maybe leasing that can be a little bit more of a contactless interaction that, you know, especially amid COVID, very big. And then we're starting to see, you know, everything from, you know, sort of smart thermostats, solar panels, again, on the roofs. Anything around sustainability, very big on the technology front. And we're starting to see things like smart entry as well is another thing. That's, you know, using a smartphone to open doors, close doors, as opposed to sort of traditional lock and key. Then you can use other things to just sort of reduce energy usage overall with these sort of technology. Resilience is a big quest topic. You know, that's, you know, for all property types, how are they going to be resilient through any sort of climate event? You know, so that comes from everything from, you know, sort of site development through to some of the different choices made at the property level. It's just thinking about the risk involved. That's very important. And again, you're also going to see something around sustainable materials. That's very important. And you're going to see some really interesting stuff, I think, coming, especially in the U.S., around modular development. They're already miles ahead of this in Europe. But, you know, I think we're going to start seeing some interesting new developments around construction itself and how that can be more sustainable. And then, you know, finally, net zero and decarbonization are very hot topics. I think this will continue to be something that landlords and tenants both are interested in as we sort of look at these different net zero pledges that have been made.
So when you talk about nutrition, you talk about exercise, you talk about outdoor space, that all kind of points in this day and age to the pandemic. How has the pandemic affected the whole sustainability effort?
Absolutely. You know, COVID's been huge. And one of the really interesting impacts has been this shift toward working from home. And so that's actually made, that's actually had this big impact on, you know, energy usage at the apartment level. Well, all of a sudden people are home all day. You know, they're using a lot more energy. They're being present in their property. And so, you know, trying to think about how, you know, as a landlord, you can encourage, you know, sort of, again, you know, sort of in energy efficient choices, you know, it has been a big deal to talk about what that's meant for a previously empty all day building to suddenly be full of people. So I think one of the other things you're going to see is choices being made around air filtration, same as you're seeing in other property types, cleaning schedules being stepped up, better ventilation, better filtration, all of that is going to be, you know, one of these sort of legacies of the COVID-19 pandemic.
How does impact investing fit into all of this?
Right. Well, you know, so as I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, sort of impact investment as a particular investment approach. One of the property types that fits really well in an impact investing approach is affordable housing. And so right there, you have this sort of perfect place where, you know, you've got the apartment industry, you've got ESG, you've got impact investing, and there's this sort of space in the Venn diagram of affordable housing where all of those things fit together. You know, the thing about being an impact investment, though, is it has to be, it can't just be an affordable housing project. It has to have both intentionality and additionality, by which I mean it has to be intended to serve this affordable, you know, to be affordable housing. There has to be that intention there, and additionality in that it can't already exist as affordable housing. You need to be increasing the overall supply. You need to be adding more affordable housing. You need that additionality as well for something to count as an impact investment. But I think what you'll find is that for those investors who are talking about socially responsible investment, ESG investment, impact investment, you're going to see all of that find its way to the affordable housing investment industry.
Okay, the story appears in the September 2021 edition of Institutional Real Estate Americas. Loretta, as always, thank you for the report.
I'm glad to do it.